This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to URN's award-winning Thursday Sports Show. I'm James and I'm joined by Nick and also the Thai Boxing Club. Alex and Nikita, how's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Right, okay, so Thai boxing is somewhat obscure sports. Mm-hmm. A lot of our listeners won't know what it's about, but they might. One of the more familiar sports they might be familiar with is boxing. How does it differ from boxing, Thai boxing?
Well, the difference with between Thai boxing and regular boxing is Thai boxing is more like a kickboxing. It's a form of kickboxing. So not only do we throw punches, we also throw kicks. Mm-hmm. But we differ from kickboxing in that we also throw elbows and knees. So it's a lot more heavily contact sport.
Okay, so yeah, I read something like the sport of eight limbs.
Eight limbs, yeah. So you've got two fists, two elbows, two knees and two shins.
Okay, so that's very different to obviously boxing where you just use one. There's also, I hear, a big mental aspect compared to the physical. Do you have to, is it that because you have so many different tactics, or you've got eight things to work with, like six more, good maths from me, six more than, say, boxing or kickboxing?
I mean, absolutely. I think it is a lot more complicated than boxing. I hope no boxers will call me out on that. There is sort of a different mentality when you're training in Thai boxing to, I think, a lot of martial arts, because you're not learning set routines over and over again. It's much more of a combat sport than a martial art, I think. Mm. And one of our coaches, Master Lek, who has been in the UK for about 17 years promoting Muay Thai, he does say that a Thai can do anything. So if you apply the rules of Thai boxing and the sort of the mentality of Thai boxing to everyday life, you will succeed in his eyes.
Well, there are a lot of martial arts clubs at the university. Does that affect your like recruitment, or is it difficult to stand out when there's so many other options available?
It can be. Like I said, we are quite different from most other martial arts, so we do have a different way of promoting it. I mean, we get on really well with all of them. A lot of them will be coming to our event tomorrow. We do regular socials with all the other martial arts, but I think what makes us different is we're a lot more about stamina and fitness compared to a lot of martial arts. We were one of the only martial arts club with a 50-50 ratio of guys to girls as well, so we're a lot more inclusive.
Yeah, I did read that you were 50-50 on guys and girls. Is that something you pride yourself on, or are you actively trying to, or is it just a coincidence?
Absolutely. I think we absolutely try and push for as many girls to come as possible, because it is something that the martial arts world is failing on at the moment. But with all these female fighters in the news at the moment, Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, it's really something that's coming into play a lot more in martial arts, so we're really trying to push that, especially in Freshers Week.
Mm. Is that something that's come about this year, or has it always been a thing for Thai boxing?
It's always been a thing for Thai boxing. For the last couple of years, we've been one of the ones that's promoted female membership.
Okay. Now, you're not a box sport. You're not a traditional, every Wednesday you'll have a match or a fight or whatever. What do you do instead? Do you have, like, interclubs?
Yes, so interclubs are held by individual clubs every couple of weeks or so, and they're not really chances to compete. As such, there's usually, in most interclubs, there's no winner or loser in every fight you have. It's more about sparring in a competitive atmosphere.
Okay.
So you'll go in, and usually in interclubs use novice class rules, which means no elbows and no knees to the head. So you're not really looking for a knockout at all.
No, that's the first time you've had to specify. Like, I've had a sport come in specify no knees to the head.
Knees elsewhere to the body is absolutely fine, though.
Are you allowed to really go in for, not for the kill obviously, but like how far are you allowed to go
in interclubs? You're not looking for knockouts. Again, there's no winner or loser. As soon as you move up into C class fights, which is the step above novice fights, you are looking for a knockout, to either TKO or KO them.
Technical knockout and knockout?
Exactly.
Look at me with
that. You know it. Your knowledge is good.
I took part in some boxing last week, so obviously I'm a real buff. So how did you get on with those interclubs last year then?
Last year we didn't compete in too many. The club had some financial issues, so we couldn't travel very far. But we did go to one in Trent and one in Reading. The Trent one especially. It's not run by Trent University. It's their coach who has his own club. Okay. Called Muay Thai 8, which is in the north of Nottingham. We went up to that. Our team captain and our treasurer both competed and did really well.
Okay, and how have you been doing with those this year?
Again, this will be the first interclub we're going to have on Saturday.
Yeah.
We're hosting it, and we're looking forward to it. We've got about 20 fighters competing from our team, and it's really going to be pretty incredible.
Yeah, this year I think we're kind of we've got a lot more new fighters in this year who, I mean, I'm new to the club this year, and a couple others who are well, I did some stuff before and other people who haven't done it before, but I think there's a lot of enthusiasm to do things other than this interclub this year. So I think in this academic year we're going to try and get at least maybe two more in.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And see how many we can do, because everyone's really up for competing properly and becoming better and improving their skills.
Oh, so you joined this year?
I joined this year, yeah.
But
for,
did you have
the University of Nottingham?
Yeah, did you have previous experience then?
Yeah, I trained as a kickboxer, so it's slightly different to Muay Thai, but it's within the same category. It's just throwing knees and throwing elbows instead, yeah, as well. It's kind of throwing that into the mix.
Do you find that happens a lot, where you just get people who've come in for with previous experience and something else and they transfer, or is it a lot of people who've just done none of it ever before?
It's a real mix. So quite a lot of time we get people coming in who've done other martial arts, maybe some taekwondo or karate are the usual ones, and that want to try more of a striking based martial art. But we also get people who've never done anything like it before. That's how I started. Found the stall.
You box?
I found a stall in Thrasher's Fair. Yeah. The president was really, really nice, and I thought, why not? I'll come along to one session, and absolutely fell in love just from that very first session, and I've never stopped.
We have quite a lot of people. We have like kickboxers, jiu-jitsu people, karate. Everyone wants to. Once you're in martial arts, you kind of want to try all of them. So it's a bit addictive, but
yeah.
I think from everywhere, and some other people like within the club, they do Muay Thai and MMA. I want to do MMA next term. Like, it's just, you just want to try everything.
So there's a big collaboration between them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
They're all really tight, and they've all got different skills, and they're all transferable in some way or another.
And you mentioned socials before. Do you do socials just within your own club or your own discipline?
We absolutely do. Yeah. I mean, obviously we're regular crisis goers.
You are.
well done making it here then.
Thank you.
I know 6 o'clock still quite difficult.
Last night we did not go.
We didn't go.
Last night we had a movie night with all the Thai boxers. So
there's also collaborations between martial arts clubs. So a few weeks ago we had the martial arts bar crawl. Every martial art gets down. We go through a bunch of bars and do different challenges, and everyone like tug of war. Yeah. Whipped cream challenges.
That was really fun. It was like Aikido, MMA, Jiu-Jitsu, Judo, Karate.
Although Thai boxing did have the best turnout.
Not as a competition.
Not at all.
It wasn't a competition, but we did have about 20 people. That's the thing about Thai boxing. We're like all really good friends.
That's very close.
So we hang out all the time.
And it sounds like there's not that big a rivalry between the other disciplines or whatever. But what there should be a rivalry with... Trent, right? You've mentioned you mentioned on the SU website that you're one of the best clubs in the Midlands. Mm-hmm. How do you stack up against Trent?
Trent, I have to admit, are very good.
That's not what we want to hear.
No, that's bad.
It's a shame. They have a different coach to us, a guy called Derry McCourt, who I have utmost respect for. He is incredible. Similarly, our coach, a guy called Stephen Papp, is a UFC coach. I don't know if you know Dan Hardy, who fought in the UFC welterweight division a few years ago. He was his number one striking coach, so we've really got a top coach as well. But it's a tough rivalry.
Do you have any sort of varsity? Do you do an exhibition match with them? Or
no, we're not really allowed because of the sort of the violence aspect. It gets a bit too dangerous when you add competitive elements, because you're immediately going for the knockout.
So. Yeah, I hear you've got like two health and safety officers or whatever.
Yeah.
It must be quite like, especially when people are starting, they must be worried about that sort of thing when people don't know how much they can put in. So is that something you've got to really emphasise, this health and safety aspect?
Yeah, I mean, we have all the safety equipment we need. We have gloves, shin guards. So there's no major injuries. It's mostly from people doing technique wrong that will end up with injuries. So shins colliding before people are ready to withstand that sort of pain, that kind of thing.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what I wanted to ask you about is this new sports centre. Obviously, we're getting a new one for next year. You'll probably be here for next year then.
I'll be here.
Will you be here for next year?
I'm not. This is my final year, unfortunately.
That is a shame.
I'm so excited for this dojo, you don't understand.
Yeah, so what does this new sports centre mean for Thai boxing?
Well, it just sort of means that we have all the equipment ready and waiting to go, because we have pre-carpeted... the mats are out already, whereas at the beginning of the sessions we have to take time to put them out and put them away, and it's maybe not as good for impact and falling, and we can't go as hard, but hopefully we'll have a lot more space, because for Thai boxers we actually take up two studios in the current temporary sports centre, and it's just not a big enough space for the amount and quantity of people who we have to train. And this dojo mean that we have so much more space, we can spread out, do techniques properly, have a lot more room to just like run around and do a lot more fitness, because we have fitness sessions that we do on Sundays and in Overloon Jubilee, and we have fewer numbers, but we do a lot more running around, and like it's a lot more cardio based, and we just need that because we need to A, be physically fit, and B, but also need to have space to do the skills and get in the mindset for fighting.
Well, sounds like it's going to be really good for the club. Not good for you, Alex.
No,
not here.
Not at all. I'm going to have to come back, I think.
I have rubbed in his face quite a few times that he's not going to be here for that new dojo.
Considering a Masters, I think.
Okay, well, I want to go back to what we mentioned earlier, this Interclub coming up on Saturday. It's at Forum. Just tell us a bit about the event.
It's going to be fantastic. It starts at 12:30, and basically we've got clubs coming down from Leeds University, Warwick University, Muay Thai 8 that I mentioned earlier, and of course Trent. So there's going to be over, I think it's 42 fighters in total, about 21 fights. We've got pole dancing society doing the ring girling. Student price drinks the entire time.
Sorry, I just caught Nick's eye there with that pole dancing.
Sounds
thing.
Like we should go, James.
I was thinking about it, but that might have sealed it. I don't know. sorry, go on.
£3 entry for, as I said, 20, 21, 22 fights running from 12:30 till about 5 o'clock. The ticket, you get entrance to the social as well in the evening, which is going to be in squares. We've booked out the whole top floor. It's really going to be pretty incredible. Like I said, all novice fights, so unfortunately, hopefully you won't see any knockouts. If you do, they're all accidental. A range of fighters, from people who've started 3 months ago to people who've been doing it for almost a decade, and people who've had professional fights as well.
And 42 fighters inside Forum, it's going to be their biggest turnout of the year, isn't it?
We hope so.
Right, so that's what, 12:30 till 5, is it?
Yes,
5:30.
And that's going on this Saturday, 5th of December. On what is looking like a really big day for boxing, because right after that you've got the boxing showcase as well.
We have, yeah.
Are you going to be heading down to that as well?
If we have time, yeah. We're going to be checking that out. We've got some tickets for the committee, so yeah.
If we don't get overexcited with the student price drinks.
That is very true.
At the bar.
And also if Trent don't forget the memo and deal some knockout blows, hopefully.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah. Hopefully you will be conscious for it. Yeah, so again, as I said, big day of boxing coming up this Saturday. If you've got an entire free day and fancy watching some boxing, I know I'm going to be. Clay, you're going to come down as well. We're going to be watching about 8 hours and 9 hours of martial arts / boxing or whatever. And if you want to come down there, how could anyone get tickets for that?
Tickets will be available on the door for £3. Make sure you've got your ID with you because it is an 18+ event. You can also buy tickets online through the SU website. Just go onto our page, Thai Boxing, on the SU page, and just print out the receipt you get and bring that to the door.
Brilliant. And tickets are also still available on the door for the boxing showcase later that day.
After this week's Bucks results, with a 51% win rate, the University of Nottingham is sitting third in the table with 2,005 points. In the American football, there was a narrow loss for the men's first team as they lost to Warwick first, 32-34. In the badminton, there were some strong results, with the men's first team drawing 4-all with Loughborough second. The men's second, third and fourth teams all won their respective matches, with men's third and fourth both winning 8-0. Elsewhere, the women's first team drew 4-all with Loughborough first, while the women's second team won 8-0 against Nottingham Trent first. In basketball, the men's first team beat Loughborough second in a close match that ended 100-88, while the women's first team continued their amazing run of form, beating Loughborough second 75-51. In the football, however, there weren't as many good results, with the men's first team drawing 1-all against Northumbria first, the men's second team losing 2-0 to Birmingham second, and the women's first team losing 2-4 to Loughborough second. In the hockey, all of the men's teams drew their matches, with the men's first drawing against Trent first 1-all. The women, on the other hand, won most of their matches, with the women's first beating Leeds first 4-1 and the women's second beating Trent first 4-0. While in the lacrosse, the men's first team had a tough match against Loughborough first, winning narrowly 13-12, while the women's first team managed to find life a lot easier, beating Loughborough first 15-8. It was a strong week for netball as the women's first, fourth and fifth teams all managed to win their matches, with the women's first beating Oxford first 49-25. The women's third team managed to get a 38-38 draw against Trent second. In the rugby union, the men's first team had a poor result against Durham first, losing 52-5. The men's third team, however, managed to beat Coventry first 65-5. In the squash, there were a lot of victories for Nottingham this week, with perhaps the best one being the men's third team beating Trent first 3-2. As for table tennis, the men's second team managed to beat Warwick second 10-7, but the men's third team lost to Trent second 15-2. There were mixed results in the tennis, as the men's first team beat Oxford second 12-0, but the women's first team lost to Stirling first 12-0. Finally, in the volleyball, men's first team lost to Northumbria First 3-0, but the men's second team and women's first team both managed to win their matches 3-1 and 3-0 respectively.